الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الذي كتب الآثار ونصف الآجال والقلوب عنده مفضية والسر عنده علانية الحلال ما أحل والحرام ما حرم والدين ما شرع والأمر ما قضى وهو الله الرؤوف الرحيم ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما كان لمؤمن ولا مؤمنة إذا قضى الله ورسوله أمرا أن يكون لهم الخيرة وقال الله تعالى له ملك السماوات والأرض يخلق ما يشاء يهب لمن يشاء إناثا ويهب لمن يشاء الذكور أو يزوجهم ذكرانا وإناثا ويجعل من يشاء عقيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بادروا بالأعمال فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Honorable elders and friends, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as he ought to be praised. And we send our choices, durood, salawat and blessings upon our guide and mentor, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. My respected elders and friends, we are living at a time and we are living in an era where as an ummah, as a collective, we are facing many challenges. And this ummah find itself in a situation where in any direction this ummah goes or this ummah looks, this ummah is being bombarded with misfortunes, this ummah is being bombarded with evil behaviors, and this ummah is being bombarded with different kinds of scourges. Today I just want to touch very briefly on one such fitna and one such scourge and one such misfortune. And that is the misfortune and the evil of the LGBTQIA plus movement. My respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted and given us this deen of Islam. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had perfected this deen of Islam to the very extent that in our Islam and in our deen, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala had stipulated prescriptively through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam how we even relieve ourselves when we go to the bathroom, when we go to the grooming or the restrooms, that the manner in which we will even enter the bathroom, how we will leave the bathroom, how we will relieve ourselves, and how we must make istinja, prescriptively mentioned in the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. To know, and many won't identify, you can ask your ulama in the books of fiqh, to the extent it is mentioned that the manner in which males carry out istinja in the summer months and in the winter months is also different. That is how perfect this deen is. Also, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had perfected the deen to such a level that even the legal intimacy between husband and wife has been given guidelines with regards to that, has also been given in our Sharia. So my respected elders and friends, this is our Islam. And when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us this Islam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given us guidelines also. And amongst the guidelines is the guidelines of intimacy. Now, if we look at the anatomy of man, and if we look at how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had created a human being, Amongst the human beings, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created two species. The human being being a species, and then you have the male species and the female species. Allah Ta'ala created the anatomy of males and the anatomy of what Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala created in a male body or on a male body, Allah created different in a female body or on a female body. And the function of those organs, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala also gave it a different function. The function which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had given to the anatomy of a male, the anatomy of a female cannot perform that function. And vice versa. So my respected elders and friends, when Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had clearly defined what a male is and what the functions of a male are and who are the functions of a female are, then my respected elders and friends, who then can come out and tell us that that can be changed? Now if we look at the LGBTQI movement, what is their ideology? The ideology of the LGBTQI movement, my respected brothers, is one simple thing which they have achieved. And time permitting, I will show you how they have achieved it. Their ideology is to basically remove Allah. Is to tell humanity, and which they are doing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, na'udhu billah, does not have a right to decide whether you be male or female. And this is a reality. This is the ideology. It's a dangerous ideology. But they are succeeding in this. They are succeeding in this. Why are they succeeding? They have succeeded because they have taken a concept which we supposed to be using to promote our deen, which we have shelved. Forgive my emotions. Which we have shelved. They have taken the concept and they have promoted their ideology. My respected brothers, in the entire LGBTQI movement, I'm cutting a very long story short. Inshallah, we'll do a longer presentation sometime later. But in the LGBTQI movement, there were two in the United States of America who wrote a book, and a book on the ball, How to Conquer Your Fear of Being Gay in the 1990s. But in that book, they use a strategy. What is their strategy? Non-violent. What is Islam telling us? When our Sharia, when our deen, when our Islam told us of promoting deen and promoting Islam, we are told to do it in a non-violent way. What is their strategy? Talk so much about it that it does not become taboo. What our elders of Tabligh talk so much about Allah that Allah enters the heart. Where is this concept being taken from? Come out, don't hide. Come out, don't hide. Our Tabligh is telling us, don't sit in your homes and your businesses. Come out and go in a path of Allah. Go and spread the deen of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Come out, don't hide. They are telling the world that if you have homosexual tendencies, don't keep it to yourself. Up to the 19th century, people used selves. Why? Even in Western countries, look at how the shift happened. Even in Western countries, to have same-sex attraction, was regarded as a criminal offense. 27 June 1969, the police in the UK, or you call them the bobbies down there, in the UK, raided a gay, the Stonewall gay club. Why would they raid the gay club if it was a legal thing? But even at that time, just a few years ago, 1969 is not very far away, they raided that gay club. Why? Because it was illegal. In Western countries, I'm not even talking of Muslim countries, in Western countries, to have same-sex attraction, and if anybody identified of having same-sex attraction or being homosexual, such people were treated in psychiatric wards. Where did the shift come? That today, in the Western world, and many countries, This kind of behavior has been legalized. Whereas There is no proof to say that this kind of behavior is actually normal. In fact, it's an abnormal behavior. The reality, my respected brothers, the reality, I'll say it in a joke, just to make us understand. We probably heard it also. You see, there was a person that wasn't feeling well. So this person went to visit a doctor. So the doctor said, you know what, we need to do further investigations. I'm not a doctor, I'm just using these terms. We need to do further investigation. So that further investigations were done, blood tests were done, scans were done, what have you. And when the results came, and the doctor phoned the patient, that listen here, your results have arrived, you need to come in, we need to discuss your results. So this person comes into the doctor's surgery, and the doctor sits down, opens the file, and said, so sir. So the patient immediately retaliated. Doctor, it's not sir, it's madam. It's not sir, it's madam. So the doctor was baffled and he was shocked. So he just said, okay madam, your results say that you have prostate cancer. That is the reality on the ground. We're laughing. We know women can't get prostate cancer. So we laugh at it. But my respected brothers, this is the reality. What is the whole idea? What is the whole idea? They have adopted a three-point strategy. A three-point strategy. What is that three-point strategy? Desensitize. Desensitize, make it become normal. Talk about it that it becomes normal. Expose it that it becomes normal. Tell people who the prominent gay people are. Tell people of prominent gays. They'll give you a host of basketball players, a host of football players, a host of movie stars, a host of characters, to the extent they're even showing it to our children in what we would call cartoons. And the harm is coming, deepening in our own presence, and we don't want to realize it. So desensitize, make it become a norm, make it become something that people look, go and walk on the beaches of Durban. Go and walk in the malls of Cape Town. Go and walk downtown Joburg. You're seeing it happen everywhere. Anybody? Some our Tambo International Airport. Gender neutral restrooms. Gender neutral bathrooms. Why? Because we have to cater for the LGBTQIA community. My respected brothers, we have a problem. We have a problem. I was discussing from the UK. And in the UK, it's also a huge problem. So the brother is telling me that, Maulana, you know, the drug problem in the UK is bad. I know it's bad in South Africa, but it's worse in the UK. But after being 15 years involved in doing research on this LGBTQI movement, I can confidently say that the LGBTQI scourge and misfortune is 10 times worse than the drug problem. Now that's a scary fact. But you know what's going to happen? We made the mistake, and Allah forbid that we continue making the mistake. Allah forbid that we continue. When the drug problem started surfacing in our country, what we said? No offense to anybody. I myself am a Gujarati, right? No offense to anybody. But what we said? We grew up hearing our elders saying, don't happen in our family. We send our children to a maktab. We give our children a good upbringing. It won't happen. My brother, look around. What is the reality with drugs today? If not every second home, every home has a drug problem. Every home. Are we still going to say it's not going to happen? Desensitize. A 12-year-old Muslim girl. 12-year-old Muslim girl can make a statement and say that Allah made a mistake with me. I'm not supposed to be a girl. I'm supposed to be a boy. That's desensitizing. The second strategy that they use is to jam that if anybody talks against the LGBTQI movement and they refuse to promote it, make them look stupid, make them look backward, make them look like they don't, you know, they're living in the Renaissance, they're living in the old age. That is to jam you, to make you look like you're an idiot. And that is what they are doing. And the third step is to convert. And this is the scary step, actually, brothers. We are not realizing how this is happening. Convert, they don't want that you must become gay or you must become lesbian or you must become homosexual. That's not their idea. The idea is to harness your support, to get your support. So what they will do? What they will do? They will make you idolize and make our children idolize sports characters. They will make us idolize cartoon characters. They will make us idolize movie stars. They will make us dress how they want us to dress. Because this is the Jummah platform, I don't want to put anybody on the spot, so I'm not going to give any examples. But they will make us dress how they want us to dress, what colorful dress. And they will make us feel that that is the new smart. The new smart. Unconsciously, they are harnessing and they are getting our support. How? That's how they are converting the ummah. That is how they are converted. 2 weeks ago, I was in another province. And the alim in the province was telling me, and I'll conclude on this point. The alim in the province was telling me that, Maulana, I had a youngster, Muslim boy, who came to me to tell me he is gay. So I offered my support and I told him, brother, you know what, don't worry. We will work through this together. I will help you. No. I'm happy to be gay. Just look at the desensitizing. What does this youngster say? He said that we have heard that over time the Bible had changed. So today, the Bible that is around is not the real Bible. It is not the real Torah or the Injil that was given to Musa or Isa alayhi wasalam. Maulana, I think the Quran also has a mistake. My respected brothers, this is the reality on the ground. And I'm not talking of another country, I'm talking of South Africa. What is our solution? What is our solution? The hadith that I recited and I mentioned before you, the hadith of Muslim Sharif, wherein Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave the solution in two words. Badiru bil a'mal. As an ummah, we need to consciously decide to come onto a'mal. To come onto a'mal. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam had prophesied, this is your only savior. Fitanan ka qita'i al-laylil muslim, such corruption is going to creep in like the dark portion of the night. Yusbihu ar-rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. A person will get up in the morning in a condition of iman, he will go to sleep at night in a condition of kufr. Wa yumsi mu'mina wa yusbihu kafira, he will spend his night in a condition of iman, he will meet the morning in a condition of kufr. Why? Because deen is being sold for a little gain and fame of this dunya. My respected brothers, the answer is in the hadith. Badiru bil a'mal. We cannot become complacent. And our a'mal needs to start by filling our masajid at the time of fajr, like how we're filling our masajid at the time. Wallahi al-azim, if we have the well-wishing of our children at heart, and if we are well-wishers to this ummah, we will take, not my advice, my advice probably is rubbish, but take the advice of the Nabi of this ummah when he is telling you, you want to be safe from fitan? Badiru bil a'mal. Hasten, and rush towards a'mal. Alladhina yastami'una al-qawl fayattabi'una ahsana ulaika alladhina hadahum Allah wa ulaika hum
muhtadun. We say jazakumullah to Maulana Abdullah Hajjat for that most inspiring talk. Maulana is the Imam at Baikerton Springs. And for the past month and two, Maulana has been traveling extensively, alhamdulillah, to the various provinces. Just last week he came back from Durban and did a presentation in Durban, and he has, alhamdulillah, studied very extensively on this LGBTQI movement, and he has done much research on it, and he has gone to the various parts of the country and having sessions with teachers, having sessions with pupils, having sessions with parents, inshallah. I'm hoping that inshallah wa madrasa will also invite him, inshallah, to understand what is the concept of this LGBTIQ. And together with that, alhamdulillah, they are also out taking exams at the moment, covering approximately 150 madrasas. The Jamia Ta'limi board, Maulana is one of the supervisors of that board also, alhamdulillah, shukr. So this entire month they are traveling and trying to see how best they can, inshallah, equip our youth in trying to overcome, and equip our parents in trying to overcome the scourge and this fitna that is taking place in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept their efforts, inshallah. May Allah take them from strength to strength, despite the imperfections that we have, despite the shortcomings that we have. Everybody, inshallah, in their own way are trying to contribute towards the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah forgive us for our imperfections and for our shortcomings, but inshallah, in whatever way we can try to part the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah grant qubuliyat and acceptance. It's not qabiliyat, it's not how good you do it, it's the acceptance in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the ultimate goal for me and for you, inshallah. May Allah accept Maulana's efforts, and together Maulana is also here with his colleague, Maulana MS Bam, inshallah. They are leaving this afternoon also. So or 150 madrasas they will cover, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthen them and take them from strength to strength. Inshallah, two important programs will be taken this weekend. One is at the Markaz in Crown Mines, inshallah, a special program for the professionals. Important advices, as Mawlana said, Badiru bil Amal, come on to action, inshallah. How we can achieve this, inshallah. Talks will be given by the elders at the Markaz between Asr and Isha, inshallah. And another program that will be taking place in Rustenburg, also by the senior ulama of our country, Signs of the Hour, also speaking on the very same things, inshallah, how we can come onto Amal and how we can better ourselves and equip our iman, strengthen our iman, and build our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That program also will take place between Asr and Isha in Rustenburg tomorrow, Saturday. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant us the understanding. And one of the ways that we can protect our deen is through the contribution by our money, inshallah. Every week we make a humble appeal to the brothers to contribute generously towards the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where all the activities are taking place, where the connection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place. So humble request for the brothers to be.
الحمد لله قائم على كل نفس بما كسبت الرقيب على كل جاحرة بما اجترحت وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله سادة الأصفياء وعلى أصحابه قادة الأتقياء أما بعد فإن رحى النجاة تدور على الأعمال ولا يعتد بالأعمال إلا بالمواظبة عليها وعلى حقوقها وهو المرابطة ولا يتم هذه المواظبة والمرابطة إلا بالإلزام النفس إلا بإلزام النفس الأعمال ولا وهو المشارطة ثم ملاحظة هذه المشارطة كل وقت ثانيا وهو المراقبة ثم الاحتساب على النفس في وقت خاص أنها وفت الشرط أم لا ثالثا وهو المحاسبة ثم علاجها بمشقة تصلحها إذا لم تف بالشرط رابعا وهو المعاقبة ثم تأديبها بفنون من الوظائف الثقيلة جبرا لما فات منها إذا رآها توانت خامسا وهو المجاهدة ثم توبيخها والعذل عليها إذا استعصت وحملها على التلافي سادسا وهو المعاتبة ويرجع الجميع إلى عدم إهمالها لحظة فتجمح وتشرد والنصوص مشحونة منه فانظر ماذا ما يسرد قال الله تعالى يعلم خائنة الأعين وما تخفي الصدور وقال تعالى وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى وقال تعالى ومن أضل ممن اتبع هواه وعن أسلم أن عمر دخل يوما على أبي بكر الصديق وهو يجبذ لسانه فقال عمره عمر مه غفر الله لك فقال له أبو بكر إن هذا أوردني الموارد وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المجاهد من جاهد نفسه في طاعة الله وقال عمر حاسبوا أنفسكم قبل أن تحاسبوا وزنوا قبل أن توزنوا أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. Alhamdulillah, astaghfiruhu wa astaghfiruhu wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu. Wa ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan 'abduhu wa rasuluhu arsalahu bil haqqi bashiran wa nadhiran bayna yaday as-sa'ah. Man yuti'illah wa rasulahu faqad rashad wa man ya'sillah wa rasulahu fa innahu la yadhurru illa nafsahu wa la yadhurru Allah shay'an. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi. Ya أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر لكهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي. فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم. وخير الناس قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. والسلطان ظل الله في الأرض. من أهان سلطان الله في الأرض أهانه الله. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا صفوفكم. صفوفكم وعتدلوا وتراصوا وسدوا الخلل. Straighten yourselves and fill in all the gaps. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawm Al-Din Iyaka Na'budu Wa Iyaka Nasta'in Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله أكبر استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك الرضا بالقضاء وبرد العيش بعد الموت ولذة النظر إلى وجهك وشوق إلى لقائك من غير ضراء مضرة ومن غير فتنة مضلة سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.